I am Public Investor 12-03894, found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. I prefer being called Six-Pack Sally swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. Over the course of 9 years after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, a victim of Don J. Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor was found guilty on all 17 counts as charged, and I've become a voice for investment clients and voice for the good investment advisors. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, if you have not heard of it by now, learn it. Burn it into your gray matter, your cerebellum, your brain, because you will learn about FINRA someday, the hard way, usually when it is too late, after your money, your life savings are gone, when you are being slippery sloped into the next level of victimization without you even knowing what is happening until it is too late. Again, FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, has its code of rules and procedures. Code of rules and procedures that people have been adhering to in blind faith, filling out papers, filing papers, paying fees just because FINRA says to. My mama used to say to me, "Are you gonna jump off a cliff just because someone told you to?" Well, lemmings of the financial world, listen up. When you hear the word FINRA, more so from a lawyer who says he is an expert in Wall Street fraud, run like the devil is on your heels. Run, run, run like the gingerbread man in the children's ditty says. Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. FINRA's web of the CRD, Central Registration Depository, is tangled with uniform registration forms. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, a private business. Let me say that again. A private business requires filed. Caveat. When you hear code and private business in the same sentence, same paragraph, same book or page, or a financial loss matter, know this here and now. If you are an investment client victim, you are being conned. You are the sacrificial lamb served up on FINRA's platter. Code of rules and procedures. Private business? Well, what does that private business owe you, do for you, get from you? Get from you. So like the gingerbread man, run as fast as you can. That said, most of us are lemmings until we learn different. The investment advisor is not your friend. They are a salesperson. You are someone the investment advisor sells product to. Without your money, do you really think the investment advisor wants to be your friend? Is your friend, as testified victims of Don J. Bennett, Bradley Maskow, former clients, or so they believed, of Bennett Group Financial Services? I can answer that. The FBI answers the question, too. 43 victim witnesses of USA versus Don J. Bennett et al. The FBI showed up on the victims' doorsteps, letting the victims know that all their life savings entrusted to fiduciary Don Bennett all their money was gone, that the statements were faked, Ponzi scam that, as it is, FINRA knew about back to the 1980s, that the firms allegedly employing Don Bennett knew about too each time the firm recorded with FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and its former iteration, the NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers, that Don Bennett was permitted to resign. We will talk. There are currently 6 different uniform registration forms that are used to file information with WebCRD, FINRA's WebCRD. The form U4, it's a uniform application for securities industry registration or transfer. The form U5, uniform termination notice for securities industry registration. They're used by broker dealers to register and terminate the registrations of associated persons with self-regulatory organizations and jurisdictions. FINRA is a self-regulatory organization, a private business. The Form BD, Uniform Application for Broker Dealer Registration, and the Form BDW, Uniform Request for Broker Dealer Withdrawal, are used by broker dealers to register or to withdraw their registration with the SROs, self-regulatory organizations, jurisdictions, and Securities and Exchange Commission. That is, if the broker-dealer firms, only broker-dealer firms, not people, if the broker-dealer firms qualify to even be registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. That said, one never knows, do one, if the information filed on the forms is truthful, which is not always the case. Penalty of perjury for false signing a document or not, as documented with Don Bennett et al. Don Bennett never had the there, as her FINRA arbitration lawyer used as a term to describe me in his quest to cover up his client, Western International Securities broker-dealer firm's crimes from cops. It took me almost 9 years, but my there was there. Documented, finally. The cavalry took their time coming in on the case. I had a lot of splaining to do, but documents tell tales dead in the water Ponzi scammers and accessories to crimes do not want told. The Form BR, Uniform Branch Office Registration Form, is used by broker-dealers for branch office registration, notification, closing, or withdrawal. The Form U6, Uniform Disciplinary Active Reporting Form, is used by SROs, self-regulatory organizations, regulators, and jurisdictions to report disciplinary actions against broker-dealers and associated persons. This form is also used by FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, to report final arbitration awards against broker-dealers and associated persons. This form never, ever, ever reports settlements, expungements. No, it does not. The uniform registration forms, particularly the forms U4 and U5, are periodically revised to incorporate various changes to the forms. The most recent version of these forms, FINRA, distributes, created, and updates instructions and definitions of the terms used in the most recent version of these forms is available to be seen on FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory's website. Let me caution you. Let me share a tip. Make sure you print the page you visit, because once you share that page to make your point, FINRA has a habit and a talent for making these pages disappear, even making witness panels disappear from congressional archives. Yes, can you believe it? Thank God for court archives and public record and emails, where these pages live forever, for eternity. Series 63 exam is the Uniform Securities State Law Examination administered by FINRA. It is also a cash cow to FINRA of people registered with no qualifications to Congress's Act requirements. People FINRA limited to registering securities broker dealer firms. People FINRA lets call themselves investment advisors. Now you get an inkling why the Securities and Exchange Commission hustles to curate to cover these crimes up. Series 63 is a North American Securities Administrators Association, NASAA, exam. 60 questions, multiple choice, 75 minutes to take the test, 43 out of 60 right is a passing score, no co-requisites, just paying the $135 fee cost. Effective from April 1979 to present date. Now, NASA, NASAA, is a private business aid.org, alleging it is a charity that all state securities regulators voluntarily belong to, begging the question, why is this private business administering this test for FINRA and Securities and Exchange Commission approved SRO, self-regulatory organization, mind you, the only ever SEC-approved SRO when Congress's Act said approve many. Why isn't FINRA administering this test? These tests, cover-up, part of the crime, the gospel, the web, FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, weave to deceive nice people like you and me, that is. NASAA says on its website, the Series 63 Uniform Securities Agent State Law Examination is the state law test for broker-dealer representatives. Let me translate, please. I emphasize state because for too long, FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, has passed itself off fraudulently as to having claim to a federal relationship. Yeah, if a federal crime is broken, but otherwise, it's state. FINRA is state. State. State, not federal. What is it? Why is it the powers that be have been benefiting to not make this simple clarification and tweak to protect investment clients from becoming victims? Broker-dealer firms, broker-dealer representatives are salespeople. Definition: representative, a person chosen or appointed to act or speak for another or others. Definition: registered representative, what comes up top hit in a Google search. And we all know by now, high hit ranking on Google is paid for. A registered representative, also called a general securities representative, a stockbroker, or an account executive, is an individual who is licensed to sell securities and has the legal power of an agent in the United States. FINRA gets its message out everywhere, even on Wikipedia, more so, where we all know messages and postings are curated. To tell the story the poster wants told. Knowing that I am nipping at FINRA's heels with documents and with FOIA's document production. Your takeaway? License to sell securities? Now you know that license is 60 questions that cost $135 for the piece of paper. That and 50 cents used to get you on the New York subway. NASA on its site says the Series 65 Uniform Investment Advisor Law Examination is for investment advisor representatives. Further stating, passing the Series 66 Uniform Investment Advisor Law Examination is for investment advisor representatives. Further stating, passing the Series 66 the Uniform Combined State Law Examination qualifies an individual as if he or she had passed both the Series 63 and Series 65. However, to register as an investment advisor representative based on the Series 66, an individual must also have passed the FINRA Series 7 exam, and the exam must be valid, i.e., not expired. FINRA doesn't tell the whole story there, too. The correct story there, too. FINRA is leaving out a word, an important word. Firm. Investment advisor firm. FINRA also slightly forgets to make real clear that Congress has never given FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, as FINRA has named itself as a private business, has any authority to engage with investment advisors, firms, or otherwise. Now you are understanding even more why FINRA is not liking me, did not like what I did, and continue to do. Pants FINRA publicly, so to speak. Expose FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, crimes, cartel, and all. NASAA says on its website, there are other requirements, such as an application, usually done by a firm using a Form U-4, background check, bonding, and fee payment that a state may impose before granting a license. And I have a bridge to nowhere to sell you. We will talk about background, vetting, fingerprinting, and more. More correctly, the less, the least that FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, does and does not do. Investors, you are left with your backside to the wind. With all the hoops and hurdles investment advisors and investment clients are jumping through, trying to thread the regulatory needle, FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and its former iteration, the NASD, the National Association of Securities Dealers, has had people trying to thread. It has been as simple as all this. Ground zero, core to a con. Keep people distracted with the left hand, so they won't see what they really should be looking at that the right hand is doing that cops need to know about. The wolf snuck itself into the regulatory henhouse after all. No wonder the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, refuses to produce to me what I know does exist, that I've been demanding via FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, requests over and over and over again. Documentation that Congress gave the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, an order to approve. FINRA, the sole approved self-regulatory organization for securities broker-dealer firms only, not for investment clients, not for investment advisors, nor should FINRA be the sole SRO, self-regulatory organization, either. Congress's act said multiple. Sometimes I wish legislators and their staff would actually read the documents before them. So listen carefully as I repeat these words. Uniform Securities Agent State Law. I need to tell you about the lady I met in Starbucks in Roslyn. The one who told me she was an investment advisor licensed by FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. She worked for state, yet had no idea about so much, had no clients, had no intention, she said, to take money, just wanting to help people, she said. We met again by chance at Staples Potomac Yards in Alexandria a few months later. We will talk. We have to. Until I came along to clear my name, figuring these things out, nobody, it seems, nobody was deep diving beyond what FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, in its former iteration, the NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers, and the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, were telling them. No one who was questioning, it seems, was vetting. The Securities and Exchange Commission, in the litigation releases the SEC posted online, that the SEC provided to the U.S. attorneys, to the FBI, stated with intent, Don Bennett began Bennett's startup, DJB Holdings, in 2013, amongst another misstatements. Providing false fact to law enforcement is obstruction of justice. Faking paperwork is tampering with evidence, tampering with witnesses. DJB Holdings did not start in 2013. DJB Holdings began almost a decade prior. I told the Securities and Exchange Commission, I gave the Securities and Exchange Commission actual documents showing DJB Holdings began in 2007 or earlier, even back to 2005. I told the SEC going back to 2010. I gave the SEC actual documents filed with a government agency, filed with the USPTO, United States Patent and Trademark Office, not once, but over and over and over again, papers that listed Don Bennett's employees, Stuart Rogers and Kathleen Pruce, holding themselves out to the USPTO to be attorneys. Bennett employees Stuart Rogers and Kathleen Pruce have not been charged yet. Bennett employee Michelle Morris was, well, let's say, no longer working in the industry so far. She may come back. They, scammers, most often do once their barred time, a Wall Street time out, is up. You do not have to be a lawyer to file a trademark application with the USPTO, United States Patent and Trademark Office, But if you are not a lawyer and claim to be one, the last thing you ever want to do as a whistleblower is to let the D.C. Bar Association know. The D.C. Bar, like FINRA, is a 501c6, a 501 Charlie 6, a dues-collecting business league all about its membership, not victims. The D.C. Bar has only self-regulatory oversight over D.C. District of Columbia Bar Association dues-paying members. That said, knowing about a crime, not telling cops about the crime, makes one an accessory before, during, or after, as I told the D.C. Bar, the Securities and Exchange Commission employees, and FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, over and over and over again, shared, of course, as I tell you I do. I am, after all, a whistleblower. As it was, the opportunity arose for me to put this fact, DJB Holdings, into the public record, more specifically, the court record, 2014. 1 year before Don Bennett was tipped off to the FBI, 3 years before Don Bennett was arrested, 2 years after I told the FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and Securities and Exchange Commission, and more for when I told Congress, told legislators. May 2014, Western International Securities, Don Bennett, and Bennett Group Financial Services sued me in D.C. Federal Court, E. Barrett Prettyman Court, to collect FINRA's arbitrator's award for attorney fees for a lawyer not licensed to practice law for pay or discuss law for pay intra or interstate without local counsel, without pro hac vice permission in the District of Columbia and, as it was, federal court, as it turned out. No one was listening to me, that is, or as I realized, they were, but just hoping I would go away. Eventually, I realized they were listening. I was seeing changes happening, responses to facts, documents I was releasing confirming FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission's collusions, even crimes, blessing in disguise, learning what to do on the fly. By the seat of my pants, I was told I had to limit to 20 pages my response to papers the FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority Arbitration Defense Council for Western International Securities, and Don Bennett filed with the federal court. But the silver lining in the black cloud was I could gut a town on attachments. I filed a lot, including papers confirming the United States Patent and Trademark Office filings by Bennett showing DJB Holdings pre-existed 2013, as the Securities and Exchange Commission alleged, to the FBI, to the U.S. attorneys. DJB Holdings pre-existed 2013, back to 2007. Back to even 2005, the Securities and Exchange Commission, in their race to cover up the Commission's practice of curating SEC pleadings to meet the laws Congress wrote, the Securities and Exchange Commission, FINRA, did not see me coming. That said, in all truth, neither did I. Well, out of ashes rise phoenixes, out of cocoons emerge butterflies. I fly. These days I soar. I am ahead of the curve of SEC and FINRA crimes. They are not seeing what I am lobbing. What is coming? The beauty of these papers? These papers in federal court record is the timestamp page top, stamped by the court, golden when it comes to getting the word out to warn others about the collusion of Western, Bennett, JPMCC, FINRA, and the SEC. While no one is listening to me, or so I thought, there was. There is no denying what's in a court record with a timestamp, that is. Documents talk when criminals squawk. There was one more thing I did, wanting the papers to remain public. I intentionally requested filed papers with the court to seal the records, knowing the now plaintiffs, Western, Bennett, and J.P. Morgan Clearing Corp. would demand the opposite, to keep the record open. The court affirmed plaintiffs' counsel's request. The court gave me a win without knowing the court gave me what I sought. And the court gave me something else that took time to understand and then set in motion. To be continued. Be good, be back. Please visit our websites, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com and www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. Please LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person a victim of Wall Street crime. We can lift this matter together into politics forefront where it should be for the next election cycle. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live the life you never dreamed of, off your time invested and your dime earned. So share our podcast. Share your papers. I want to see them. The arbitrators, the lawyers, the agreement you signed. You have nothing to fear. Wall Street has everything to fear. Until next time.